Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks, Jeff. It's my privilege and honor to go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline to call on an old friend. It seems like I've known a lot of these guys we have on for way too many years, and certainly this guy fits the bill. He does unbelievable work covering the NFL for the Houston Chronicle. I'm talking about John McClain. Hey, John, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Ron. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking time, and I'm really, really worried about there being an NFL season this year. Are you?
I think we'd be crazy not to worry about having an NFL season, baseball season, basketball, hockey, all. We'd be naive to think there won't be interruptions of some part. Even if it's just, say the Steelers had one player test positive all season and happened to be Roethlisberger right before a Ravens game, and they lose the game, and they end up tied, and they lose the tiebreaker because of that one positive test. Now, it's not how many you have, it's who you have. Like the Texans and Chiefs, they're rookies, and quarterbacks are supposed to report on the 20th, which is this weekend, and then the veterans report on the 5th, and they could start practicing on the 26th. I still believe, Ron, that Goodell's going to step up and move back training camp because there's just too much uncertainty, too many unanswered questions that we have about everything, beginning with safety, including roster size, preseason games, opt-outs, salary cap implications, the things about what do you do if five players test positive? Do you keep them out and like they're injured and you can't replace them on the roster? Or are you going to cut them some slack and put them on a separate list and be able to replace them on the roster? And when you do, you're going to have to replace them with practice squad guys or free agents. Think about this, Ron. There's more than 115 free agents out there, veterans. And if any of them are, and there's some that are still good, if they wait to see who gets hurt or tests positive, they could be flying all over the country compiling frequent flyer miles because everybody will want to give them a physical and then see what kind of condition they've stayed in. And if indeed they're going to go around and have a different tryout every week, they have to be tested before they can go to that team. So to me, they need to take a deep breath, step back. If you got to delay it 2 or 3 weeks, a month, they've got contingencies to push the Super Bowl back to the end of February or March. It just doesn't seem there's any reason to rush and start it on time, considering all the questions that still have to be answered.
John, I know the players don't want to play exhibition games. The owners want to. The players want testing every day. The owners don't want, you know, they've known the training camps were going to be starting, and this virus has been around in 4 months. Shouldn't this stuff have been all negotiated by now, or has it just been so much, the situation has been so fluid that you couldn't really do too much?
You would have thought that they would have learned from the other sports and what they went through before they returned. And the NFL, I think, you know, when they brought up that 35% of the salary goes into escrow, the players freaked out. But you know, if the owners take a hit with no fans, then the players are going to take a hit beyond the salary cap being less. But it's like maybe they've just got so many things that they have to, the questions they have to answer, they've been unable to do it. And one of the things I'm told is every team will have a facility on site, like a mobile home, and the company that they're going to pay millions of dollars to will be there, and you get tested like Monday night, and you can come in practice Tuesday morning. And it's not like the public's going to have to wait for a week for results because it's a private company, and they're going to pay them a fortune. And then a lot of the media rules, only 10 media people can watch practice. And if you're on that list, you get tested as well. So there's still a lot of things we got to find out before they crank it up.
John, what do you think's the hardest thing to overcome here for these guys? Is it the safety protocols? And how many guys
safety
do you think are...
Safety protocols, Ron. Safety protocols. And right now, like, if you test positive and you're not ill, you can miss 5 days, but you got to test negative two days in a row. If you're ill, then you're going to miss at least 2 weeks. And you know what? You can be ill for 3 or 4 weeks. And when you come back, you're not going to step right back in the lineup and play like you did before. It's going to be like coming off a hamstring injury. You're going to have to make sure the guy's 100% and he still might not be able to go all out right away. So, and I'm also interested about how they're going to announce it. Is the league going to be transparent and say, okay, the Texans had 5 positive tests, the Steelers had 4, even if they don't name who they are? If you have a separate list, everybody's going to know who it is before the Steelers and the Texans play at Heinz Field this season. So they still don't have that worked out at all. And I think one reason they need a preseason game, at least one, is they got to find out what's the fallout. If they play a game and then on Monday they test, are 30 guys going to test positive? Are 2 guys going to test positive? They cannot wait till regular season and play a game and find that out.
John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, my guest here on the Cook and Joe Show. John, your coach down there is a well-known name up here, Bill O'Brien. You know, I thought great work, following Paterno here with all the sanctions against Penn State. Has taken so much criticism down there, and I know a lot of people here can't believe he still has his job. What's your opinion on what Bill O'Brien has done in Houston?
Well, he's won the division 4 the last 5 years. They just won, beat Buffalo in a playoff game, had a 24-point lead at Kansas City and then choked it. Got beat 51-31, excuse me. And so people in Houston don't like O'Brien. It's his 7th season, but there's a whole lot worse coaches. And then when they blew the lead at Kansas City, and what was bad about that, Ron, had they held on and beat the Chiefs, they would have hosted the first championship game in Houston history, well, actually, since the 1961 Oilers, and they would have hosted the former Oilers. Maybe people outside Texas wouldn't have cared, but, man, they would have cared in Houston. And so that's the opportunity they blew to go to the Super Bowl. Now, O'Brien, he's got a winning record, but the only good thing about the DeAndre Hopkins trade, it kept him from getting blasted for the Chiefs game. And so everybody thinks he's a moron for trading Hopkins. And here's who he got for Hopkins. He got running back David Johnson. They think Johnson will fit well into their system as Carlos Hyde did last year. He'll rotate with Duke Johnson. And they got their top draft choice, defensive tackle Ross Blacklock, who filled their biggest need on defense. And then because they got a second-round pick from the Cardinals, they traded their 2 to the Rams for Brandon Cooks. So really, they got David Johnson, Ross Blacklock, and Brandon Cooks for DeAndre Hopkins. And we got to see how it plays out. Maybe Hopkins will help Kyler Murray go to the Super Bowl, and they'll win, and the Texans won't make the playoffs, and O'Brien will get fired. But, Ron, we've been around way too long to know you have to wait to see how these things play out. But because of that Hopkins trade, because people just don't like O'Brien, everybody wants him fired.
I got a couple more questions for John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. John, what did you think of Washington changing its nickname after all these years? It looked like Daniel Snyder finally was bought off, in my opinion. He wasn't going to change it until all those sponsors said, we're not going to sponsor you anymore.
The lead on my column today is I wrote the word Redskins for the first time since 2015 when the Chronicle outlawed it. And corporate America spoke and Dan Snyder backpedaled like Daryl Green. And he's going to make money out of it, Ron. This is going to lead to him, of course, with all new gear and memorabilia. Fans will buy it, especially if the team's better. But more so, he's going to parlay this into moving back then downtown. RFK Stadium is supposed to be torn down next year. I'll guarantee you Snyder has a deal with the politicians because they want the Redskins back downtown, that he's going to move back down there and make so much more money than he would at FedEx Field, which he's let go down the toilet. So he's going to benefit financially, which is too bad, but at least he will change a racist name.
Yeah, and the only reason he is because they forced him into it. But I see your point on all that new merchandise and everything else. He's going to cash in. Speaking of making money, John, how about Patrick Mahomes' contract? Your thoughts?
It's a great deal for the Chiefs. I don't know any quarterback and agent who would tie up a player for 12 years. Now, he's going to probably have that deal redone in 5 years when his contract's obsolete. People ask me, how does his deal affect Deshaun Watson? They're trying to sign him before the season. Doesn't affect him at all. They want to sign Watson to a 5-year extension, $40 million a year. His agent wants three. That would be tacked on to the two he has left. So I'm guessing ultimately, Ron, they'll compromise at 4 years. And in the climate of today, when a new TV deal's coming, you have new streaming rights, and the cap's going up every year once we get past the coronavirus, you don't want a guy that's tied up for a long time. Remember the 12-year deal. Let's see. Dante Culpepper, Donovan McNabb, 10-year deals for Favre, Vic, and Drew Bledsoe. None of them finished them. None of them finished with their teams. And when I point this out, Ron, people go, well, are you saying that Mahomes might not finish with the Chiefs? I'm saying, yeah. Brett Favre was going to finish with the Packers, and look what happened. When you have that long a deal, you just never know.
No, that's for sure. John, I wanted to ask you about what's going on in Houston. You guys have been hit with the virus down there unbelievably. I see the mayor has come out and basically said he wants everything closed down again. I mean, what is going on in Houston?
Well, our mayor, Sylvester Turner, has been tremendous. You know, he's been way ahead of the curve. Problem, we have a Republican governor who pandered the audience and let everybody come back too soon, would not let the governor and the county judge in Houston demand they wore masks. So everybody's blaming our governor, Greg Abbott, and basically blaming him because how many people have died because he wouldn't do what his own experts told him to do. So now we get about 10,000 new cases a day, record numbers of deaths every day because the governor let people come back too soon. And now he's backpedaling. Like, let's see, who can he backpedal like Bradley Roby, which means he's stumbling. And so that's what's happened. The mayor wants to shut it all down again. The governor won't let him right now. But Houston, Arizona, Florida, you know, we're the worst of the worst.
Well, California shut down, too. What is that going to do with these teams, John? I mean, if California shuts down and bans these large gatherings, how do they play baseball and football?
You know, if the Steelers were going to go to Buffalo and play tomorrow, they couldn't go because you can't let people come in from out of state, I don't think. I know people from Houston couldn't get in there in Dallas. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm guessing they'll have an exemption for sports teams if indeed they even start. I don't know why they don't push it back, Ron. They've got, you know, at the Super Bowl, every year when you get a Super Bowl, you have to hold every Sunday in that month in case there's an act of God. This is an act of God. They ought to schedule a Super Bowl for the last month. You know, you and I were around for a 9-game season in 82, 15-game season in 87. If they have to take away games, they have to take away games. But I think they're making a big mistake if they don't delay it.
And now, I mean, and how about baseball down there? What the Astros are going through with this testing? I mean, even the best laid plans don't seem to be best laid, do they?
The Astros have had to delay three different times because they didn't get the test results quick enough to allow players to go back on the field. The Astros are the only team that's benefited from the coronavirus because, as you know, because they were found guilty of cheating to win the World Series. Everywhere they went on the road, they were going to be booed. But now, unless they pipe in booing into the stadiums where the Astros play, they're not going to. Plus, they're a really good team with old pitchers like Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke. And playing 60 games, they may be fresh. Those old guys may be fresh in October, November, which should benefit the Astros, whose lineup is loaded.
Well, it's unbelievable. You're right about they benefited. I don't even remember the cheating scandal. That seemed like a lifetime ago, John.
Doesn't it? It was such a big deal for so long. And I know if they're going to play the Dodgers, and the Dodgers, of course, their fans hate them. The A's fans hate them. Angels fans hate them. Before, they would have gone to New York in September. So they'll still get booing maybe at the hotel or when they land. I was really excited to see the All-Star game at Dodger Stadium because originally the Astros were not scheduled to play at Dodger Stadium. So Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, George Springer, and Alex Bregman, they would have been booed by 56,000 fans at the All-Star game.
And you know what, John? It was supposed to be tonight. Tonight would have been the All-Star game. Tonight would have been the All-Star game. John, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Be safe. Stay healthy. I look forward to talking to you down the road, okay?
Ron, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much. You stay safe, too. Thank you.
All right.